So we're going to be covering 15 verses from the 6th canto, 19th chapter, all the way from 14 to 28, because there are hardly any purports. So we'll start with the 14th.
यथा युवं त्रिलोकस्य वरदो परमेष्ठिनो तथा म उत्तम श्लोक संतु सत्या महाशिषः.
Translation: You are both the supreme rulers and the benedictors of the three worlds. Therefore, my lord Uttam Shloka, may my ambitions be fulfilled by your grace. Verse 15.
Ityabhistu yavardam Srinivasam Shriyasah Tannisaryopaharnam Dattvachamanamarchayet.
Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued. Thus, one should worship Lord Vishnu, who is known as Srinivas, along with Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, by offering prayers according to the process mentioned above. After removing all the paraphernalia of the worship, one should offer them water and wash their hands and mouth, and then one should worship them again.
Verse 16. Tatastu vitastrotrena bhakti prahena cetasa yagyochita madraya punarabhyaya dhartayam.
Therefore, with devotion and humility, one should offer prayers to the Lord and Mother Lakshmi. Then one should smell the remnants of the food offered and then again worship the Lord and Lakshmi Devi.
Verse 17. Patim cha pareya bhaktya mahapuruse cha tasa priyesteste rupamet priyam shila swayam pati vibrayata sarva karmani patanaya uvachanicha.
Accepting her husband as the representative of the Supreme Person, a wife should worship him with unalloyed devotion by offering him prasad. The husband, being very pleased with his wife, should engage himself in the affairs of his family.
Kratame taranenapi dampatyo rubhayoripi pantya kurdyani narhayam patire tatsamahitah.
Between the husband and wife, One person is sufficient to execute this devotional service. Because of their good relationship, both of them will enjoy the result. Therefore, if the wife is unable to execute this process, the husband should carefully do so, and the faithful wife will share the result. There is a purport. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The relationship between a husband and a wife is formally established when the wife is faithful and husband is sincere. Then, even if the wife, being weaker, is unable to execute devotional service with her husband, if she is chaste and sincere, she shares half of her husband's activities. Verse 19 and 20 are together. Vishnu vartamidam vibhranya vihrantana kathanchana vipranstrayo viravati strayagandhali mandane archadharana bhaktya devam niyamitastita Tasya devam sve dhamni tanni vedik magratam adhaditva vishuddhartha sarvakama samraddhaye. Two verses, but five lines. One should accept this Vishnu Vrata, which is a vow in devotional service, and should not deviate from its execution to engage in anything else. By offering the remnants of prasada, flower, garlands, sandalwood pulp, and ornaments, one should daily worship the brahmanas and worship women who peacefully live with their husband and children. Every day, the wife must continue following the regulative principles to worship Lord Vishnu with great devotion. Thereafter, Lord Vishnu should be laid in his bed and then should take prasad. In this way, husband and wife will be purified and will have their desires fulfilled. This is the description of the Pumsavana ritualistic ceremony given by Shukdev Goswami upon being asked by Parikshit Maharaj. Verse 21. Eten puja vidhinam asan dvadasha hayanam nitva thopar met sadvi kartike charame ahin. Translation. The chaste wife must perform such devotional service continuously for 1 year. After 1 year passes, she should fast on full moon day in the month of Kartik, October, November. Verse 22. Shrobhutape upastraprasyam krishnam bhyarcha purva vataha paya shratena juhuya charuna saha sarpisha paka yagya vidhanena dvadasheva vahuti pati. On the morning of the next day, one should wash oneself, and after worshipping Lord Krishna as before, one should cook as one cooks for festivals, as stated in the Griha Sutra. Sweet rice should be cooked with ghee and with preparation. The husband should offer oblations to the fire 12 times. Verse 23. Ashisha shirada sadaya dvijay pritesmi samiritaha pranabhya shirsa bhaktya bhujita tadanugyaya. Thereafter, he should satisfy the brahmanas when the satisfied brahmanas bestow their blessings. He should devotedly offer them respectful obeisances with his head. And with their permission, he should take prasad. Verse 24. We're getting there. Acharya magratah kratva bhagyatah sah bandhubhi dadvat patnaye charo shesham suprajatas susobhagam. Before taking his meal, the husband must first seat the acharya comfortably and, along with the relatives and friends, should control his speech and offer prasada to the guru. Then the wife should get the remnants of the oblations of sweet rice cooked with ghee. Eating the remnants ensures the learned, devoted son and all good fortune. 25. Etacharitva vidhi vattatam vibho rabhi pisyartha labate pumaniha stri chedatasasthaya labate sobhagam shriyam prajan jivapatim yashograham. If this vow or ritualistic ceremony is observed according to the description of Shastra, even in this life, a man will be able to achieve all benedictions he desires from the Lord. A wife who performs this ritualistic ceremony will surely receive good fortune, opulence, sons, and a long living husband, a good reputation, and a good home. There is a purport. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. In Bengal, even today, if a woman lives for a long time with her husband. She is considered very fortunate. A woman generally desires a good husband, good children, good home, prosperity, opulence, and so on. As recommended in the verse, a woman will receive all these desirable benedictions, and a man will also be able to receive all benedictions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, by performing this particular type of vrata, a man and a woman in Krishna consciousness will be happy in the material world, and because of being Krishna conscious, they will be promoted to the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada ki. Good news. Now, finally, verse 26, 27 and 28 are together. So, why it says 18, I don't know. Who wrote this verse? Oh, that was 18. I am sorry. I thought I was doing 14 to 28, so either it's 14 or 28, but it's okay. 18 is fine. 18 has a little purport also. Krata me karati napi dampat Tyorubayorapi Patanyam Kurayana Hardayam. Patire Tatasamahitaha. श्री कृष्ण बलराम की, श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर भगवान की, श्री गौर निताय की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की। कृतम एक्सिक्यूटेड एकतरेना बाय वन अपि इवन दंपत of the wife and husband, ubhayo of both, api still, patnyam when the wife, kuryat he should execute, anarhayam is unable, pati the husband, etat this, samahita with attention. Translation: between the husband and wife, one person is sufficient to execute this devotional service because of their good relationship. Both of them will enjoy the result. Therefore, if the wife is unable to execute this process, the husband should carefully do so, and the faithful wife will share the result. Please repeat. Between the husband and wife, one person is sufficient to execute this devotional service. Because of their good relationship, both of them will enjoy the result. Therefore, if the wife is unable to execute this process, the husband should carefully do so. And the faithful wife will share the results. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The relationship between a husband and wife is firmly established when the wife is faithful and husband is sincere. Then, even if the wife, being weaker, is unable to execute devotional service with her husband, if she is chaste and sincere, she shares half of husband's activities. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Hare He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So the Punsavana ritualistic ceremony is explained here by Shukdev Goswami. In the previous chapter, the Punsavana ritualistic ceremony was mentioned by Shukdev Goswami while answering another question of Parikshit Maharaj, in which he explained how the After Lord Indra played his part of getting Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu executed by Lord Vishnu, Mother Diti, the mother of the Daityas, became mad at Indra. That this Indra, He is the cause of my sons being executed by Lord Vishnu himself. So, because I'm not happy with Indra, I want to take revenge. In a woman's body, of course, I cannot. And my husband also, Maharshi Kashyapa, he's not going to do any such thing. So, I should get a son. I should get a son who is able to punish Indra. Is able to kill Indra. So, she approaches her husband. And somehow or the other, he agrees to give her another son. And gives her this Pumsavana, ritualistic ceremony, to follow also for 1 year. While trying to do that, Indra finds out the plan of Mother Diti. And he tries to protect himself by playing his part in trying to stop that son from taking birth who is going to kill Indra, of course, in self-defense. So, Indra goes to his dear aunt. This is Indra's aunt, as it's mentioned in here, but is really stepmother, another mother, also the sister of his mother. So in that sense, she's a mossy. So in that sense, she's aunt. He goes and offers to serve her. So, of course, you are the nephew coming to serve your aunt while she is pregnant or something is very acceptable, that yes, you can serve, you can be in the seva. And while serving his aunt, Indra is keeping a very close eye on everything that she is supposed to follow in this Pumsavana ritualistic ceremony, the fast that she's been asked to observe, that she is following it to the teeth, because he's waiting. Soon as she slips, I'm gonna get her. And of course, Diti slips. What does she do one day? She forgets to wash her hands and mouth and feet after honoring prasadam. I don't think anybody can forget washing their hands since there was no spoons, but she must have forgotten to wash some part of the of all these three things. Hence you cannot, hence you have to wash. So that was a clue to Indra. And he entered his aunt's womb. He made a small form and entered into his aunt's womb. Because the Devi Devatas, they have all these siddhis. There are how many different kinds of siddhis one can have? 8 different kinds of siddhis. And Lagima, Mahima, like that. So the Lagima is the siddhi that you can make yourself, your body, so small and enter anywhere. And Mahima is to be able to make your body so big. Like when Hanuman was trying to enter the city of Lanka, he saw that there is this big, huge Rakshasi called Lankini watching the gate. She won't let me in. And he wasn't afraid of her, but he didn't want to start a fight at night, make any kind of noise, because everybody is sleeping in the city. It's a good time to go in. And if I make noise here, other guards may wake up and they would certainly not let me in. So he used his intelligence to use the Laghima Siddhi. And you know, at the bottom of the door, bottom of the gate, there's a little space always. Little crevice. In the Western countries where it's too cold, we put a draft guard there. Even in that much space, so much cold air can come in that your heater will not be working so efficiently. So we put a cold draft guard there. In India, of course, nobody does anything like that. So your door is not always completely touching the floor. It's tiny bit above the floor. And of course, the door of Lanka was something like 200 meters tall. So there was some space at the bottom. So Hanumanji accepted a little form and was going under the door. Very quietly, like a mouse, he made himself even smaller than a mouse and quieter than a mouse. But of course, Lankini was waiting for such opportunity. And she was blessed by Lord Brahma that wherever she was standing, nobody could cross her without her will or desire. Nobody had a power to go past her. She had a boon. So that applied to Hanuman. And Hanuman got caught. She caught Hanuman. Say, "You little mosquito, where are you going? You're not allowed to go in the city. Where's your passport? Show me your PAN card. Where is your Aadhaar card? Show me your visa. How dare you?" Now Hanuman is perturbed. "My God, now I have to do something with this." So instead of fighting her, he right away uses the Mahima Siddhi. And with the Mahima Siddhi, he makes himself so big that this huge Rakshasi all of a sudden is looking like a tiny little woman. And then all he has to do is give her one blow, and she almost had a heart attack. Almost died out of a heart attack. She had no power to fight him anymore. She was huge Rakshasi. But with the Hanuman so big and giving her a tight blow, she was not really able to fight. That's what Hanuman wanted. He did not want a fight. He didn't want a fist fight, anybody shouting, anybody making noise. And right away, she offered her obeisances in his feet and said, "Oh, you must be the servant of Ram." I say, "Yes, how do you know?" "Oh, in all three worlds, nobody could beat me up so badly. Only a servant of Ram can do that because Brahma told me. Brahma has appointed me to this gate to watch and not let anybody in. And when I asked Brahma, how long am I going to watch this gate for? He said, you're going to watch this gate until a servant of Lord Ram comes. His name will be Hanuman. When he comes, then you're free. Then the days of Lanka are over anyways, so you watching or not watching will not make any difference. Then you will be free. You can retire, go home and collect your pension. And all the fringe benefits will still continue. Extended medical, everything. So, it looks like my retirement day has come. Because I know nobody is powerful enough to beat me up so badly. So it must be you who is the servant of Lord Ram and whose name is Hanuman. He goes, yes. That is my ID. Now you've seen it. Take off. From here I will take over. I will look after Lanka. So, there is a thing called the Hanuman Chalisa. In the first few lines, the 8 siddhis come up. Ashta siddhi navanidhi ke data. That Lord, that Hanuman is able to bestow these 8 siddhis to a faithful worshipper. So all the Devi Devatas, they have these 8 siddhis. The 8 siddhis don't make anyone really anything great. Like the story of Narad Muni, when he asked somebody to perform devotional service, this person, not knowing, went after a siddhi. And when Narad Muni came back the next time and he asked him, what tapasya have you been performing? Oh, I got the siddhi. So, okay, you got the siddhi, show me what. And he goes, now this bank of Ganga where I am residing, I don't need a boat, I just walk across Ganga on top of the water. That is a siddhi of making yourself lighter than air. So like a feather will not drown in the Ganga or any water, you are not going to drown because you made yourself so light. So he was very nicely, proudly showing his newly earned siddhi and hoping that Narad Muni will be so happy, will bestow all the blessings and mercy. And Narad Muni said, you wasted 50 years of your life for 50 paisa. 50 paisa, the boatman could have taken you across. You wasted 50 years of your life to get this. Where is this going to take you? This is not going to protect you from the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. You wasted your life. Now get into proper devotional service and serve Krishna. You don't need the siddhi. The siddhi will keep you in this material world only. You want to get out. So, Indra, of course, all the Devi Devatas are born. They don't have to earn any of these siddhis. They are all siddhas. So, he enters into his aunt's womb and finds his little brother in the form of the embryo and takes out his sword and cuts up the embryo into pieces. And before he wants to get out, he wants to make sure that this embryo is completely dead. But it's not. All of a sudden, instead of one embryo, there is seven. There are seven of these cute little guys all looking at Indra. Because they're he's the first person they're seeing, they think, oh, that's our mother. Come on, brothers. That's our mother. No, that's not your mother. That's the person who's trying to kill you. But they don't know. So when he sees, oh my God, instead of one, I made seven. Quickly, I should destroy them. Cut them into another seven pieces each. And now he has 49 brothers looking at him with their cute eyes. Yes, you're our mother. We really love you. And Indra has to give up. Now, if I cut them up into more pieces, I'm just going to get more brothers and more people who are actually brought in here to kill me. Instead of having one enemy, I've already made 49. If I make any more pieces, that's it. I'm going to have a whole army. So, Indra comes out and he reveals his mind to his aunt that, look, I made this mistake. My dear aunt, would you please forgive me? I went into your womb and cut your embryo into pieces. And Diti, somehow or the other, being a mother, forgives him. Okay. But all these 49 are born, and they're like devotees of Indra. So they went into Indra's service. These are called Maruts. There are several brothers. Srila Prabhupada explains that when the brothers have similar qualities, they are given one name. Like the Pandavas. You don't have to say the five names, just say Pandavas. And the Prachetas. Who knows the names of the Prachetas? It's not important. All the Prachetas have one name. They are the Prachetas. So the Maruts are similar. They're very friendly and together, all brothers. So they can be given one name. So, in this purport, we don't have time to speak so much more because we have to cover 28 verses. So, we'll cover them up and ask for questions. If an unmarried girl observes this vrata, she will be able to get a very good husband. If a woman who is avira means who has no husband and no son, executes this ritualistic ceremony, she can get promoted to the spiritual world. A woman whose children have died after birth can get a child with a long duration of life and also become very fortunate in possessing wealth. If a woman is unfortunate, she will become fortunate. And if ugly, she will become beautiful. By observing this vrata, a diseased man can gain relief from his disease and have able body with which to work. If one recites this narration while offering oblations to the pitas, and demigods, especially during the Shraddha ceremony. The demigods and inhabitants of Pitraloka will be extremely pleased with him and bestow upon him the fulfillment of all desires. After one performs this ritualistic ceremony, Lord Vishnu and his wife, Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, are very pleased with him. O King Parikshit, now I have completely described how Diti performed the ceremony and had good children, the Maruts, and a happy life. I have tried to explain this to you as elaborately as possible. End of Bhaktivedanta purports. So, I would just like to say, last statement, we don't perform any of this Pumsavana ritualistic ceremony, and we don't have to, because the devotional service process that we are following is already more stricter, is a higher process than this process, and we are following it for life. So this doesn't really apply to the Krishna conscious devotees, at least the Prabhupada Nugas. But it is there mentioned, so we go through and explain it according to the instructions of our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any questions or comments? Yes. Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what it says. That's what Srila Prabhupada said in the purport. Wife doing that vrata benefits the husband, and the husband performing that vrata will benefit the wife. But Srila Prabhupada goes further in the purport in saying that it he is calling it activities. So activities is like the devotional service that we're performing. So our activities, the relationship between husband and wife is firmly established. When wife is faithful to the husband and husband is sincere, then even if the wife, being weaker, is unable to execute devotional service with her husband, if she is chaste and sincere, she will get half of the husband's activities. It's more commonly known that the wife will get half of the husband's activities, but the husband is also receiving wives, according to the verse before that Shukdev Goswami has quoted, that if this ceremony is observed by either husband or wife is the same, as long as they are in the griha together with sincerity and chasteness, chastity. It goes both ways. So practically, say, I am the wife and I am at my home altar performing all the puja and everything, and my husband behind is supporting me in all the other work that needs to be done for the griha. It could be preparing the utensils, it could be taking care of the children, it could be cleaning up the rest of the house. So, am I going to get all the benefit of performing all the devotional activity? What about him? He is the one who's supporting me in doing what I am doing. So, it goes the same way for both. Any other question? Any comment? Oh, there's a question. There's a question.
There was one 14 from of the names.
There was one?
Indra make it 49 from one.
Yes.
That 48 soul, where they came from?
Where do the souls come from? All the souls come from where they come from. You put some water into some puddle and leave it for a while. You come back and there will be some insect and stuff crawling around it. Where did those souls come from? When the situation is favorable for life to conceive, according to Brahma's system, a soul is sent to fill that space. So that's how the souls come. One little insect gives birth to 100 insects. Where do those souls come from? So when the situation is favorable, insects are born. The souls are supplied by the system of Brahma, that you can call it system of Brahma or you can call it under the care of Mother Nature. And of course, the Mother Nature works under the adhyakshta of the Supreme Lord. So that is a system of life. So where one soul came from, the other 48 souls came from the same place. Is that okay? Protected area? A womb is a protected area. How does the first life get in there?
First life came as the real practice. But in this way, that practice is not there. It is in between, it is happening after entering one atma. So the additional atma, how it enters the protected place? And if you allow in this way, then the chastity of the woman will not remain.
That's very funny. What does that have to do with the chastity of the woman? Her embryo is being cut into pieces and it's every piece is taking life. So, if you look deeply into this system, there are so many chances of having so many children being conceived at the same time. So they all get life as well. And whatever the embryo, of course, everything mentioned here is happening by the desire of the Supreme. He wanted to have those 49 maruts. He wanted to give the lesson to Indra that, look, you are going to try to become God and you're trying to use this sword to kill people, and there is my law above your sword. And the more you kill, the more enemies I'm going to stand in front of your face. So there is all these, like this, I'm not saying that this will happen in a normal woman's case. This is a special activity as mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam to give a special message. That's why it is in the Bhagavatam. This is not a thing that can happen in every mother's womb, that you just start cutting the embryos into pieces and you'll get that many. This is a special case. Theek hai? Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande.